Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, do you guys like Advent puns? You like Advent puns? I've got an Advent pun for you. You may roll your eyes at me when you hear it. That's the nature of puns, right? What did Adam say before Christmas? It's Christmas. It's almost Christmas, Eve. Yeah. Okay, that was bad. I have another pun. Two more, actually. Maybe not so funny, these two. This one's kind of interesting, in fact. I'd like you to think about it, consider it today. It's from our text, too, kind of. In the 1200s, there was a lady. Her name was Mechtild of Hackenberg. What a great name. Matilda might be how we'd say it today. Matilda of Hackleborn. She was living in Germany, and this is in the 1200s. And apparently, she reports that she had a vision from God. And actually, the vision of God was of Mary. And Mary was there talking and saying, you know what, I really like it when people say, Ave Maria, Hail Mary. Greetings, Mary, because Ave, A-V-E, is the reverse of E-V-A, Eve, Eve. And really, Mary is the one, me, she was talking in her first person, saying, I'm the one that helps reverse the sin of Adam. And I'm really the mother of all the living. Such was the vision of Mechtild of Hackenberg. And then there's even some biblical support, some say, for this. When Jesus goes to the cross, and there, after he's hanging for a while, he says to his son, to his disciple whom he loved, John, he says, Son, behold your mother. Mother to Mary, behold your son. Now a question from this little pun, Eva, Ave. Is Mary the mother, the new mother of all the living? Well, perhaps that's a bit of a stretch, wouldn't we say? Probably so. You might think of the church better as the mother of all the living because that's where we have our second birth. We're going to sing this week, born to give us second birth. In baptism, we're born again. Really, the church, in a sense, is the new mother of all the living. Another pun. Not really related to Christmas, but kind of. I was out late one night, and it finally dawned on me. Get it? Now, how does that relate to Christmas? It does, kind of. Christmas is God revealing, light bestowing, the dawning moment, if you will. Think of this. In Adam and Eve, when they fell in Genesis chapter 3, what did God do? He kicked them out of the garden, right? Before, God would walk in the garden and Adam and Eve would be there. They'd behold God. They could see him. But now, after the fall, you can no longer see God. You've been kicked out of his presence. You can't see him anymore. Now you have to live by faith in his word and his revealings. And Christmas, therefore, is really what? The dawning moment where again we can say, aha, I see God. By faith, to be sure, and the mystery of Jesus. But it is kind of a dawning moment. Something had to happen for us to see God again. And Christmas is that aha, that dawning moment. When God is revealed in the Bible, it's called a big word, revelation. We heard it today in the first reading from the book of Revelation. And there, what did it say? An angel was sent to John, and he was living on the island of Patmos. And he bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ. You might say that God self-disclosed himself, self-disclosed. He had self-disclosure to John through the angel and his word. The dawning moment of God's truth and his presence was revealed in his ears and in his sight. And therefore, John could write and speak of the things of God to others. That's what the book of Revelation is all about. The revelation of Jesus Christ, that which we read about who he is. And something similar happened in our gospel today. Mary had a revelation, a dawning moment. Gabriel was sent from her, from God to her, saying, Ave Maria, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. And Mary was troubled at what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said, Do not fear, for you shall conceive and bear a son. You shall call him Jesus. He will be great. He will inherit the throne of his father David. He will reign over the kingdom of Jacob forever. And she responded, How can this be, since I am still a virgin? And the angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Most High will overshadow you. And behold, your cousin, your relative Elizabeth, too, is conceived. And this is the sixth month now. She will have a son. For nothing is impossible with God. And Mary said those great words, Behold, I am the Lord's servant. Let it be to me according to your word. Despite every obstacle to belief, for she was nobody. She was a virgin. She didn't feel worthy. Yet Mary believed because of that dawning moment, because God revealed his truth through his own self-disclosure by the angel, by the Holy Spirit, by the Word. It truly dawned on Mary profoundly that she will be the mother of the Son of God, that she had found favor with God Most High. God will soon make his appearing on earth, not coming way from above and coming down in a bright light down upon the earth, but rather making his entrance into the world through a lowly birth in Mary. You see, God is revealing more than that he can just enter the world. He's revealing his grace and his favor to those who, like Mary, are of low estate and feel unworthy because of sin, or maybe even has some obstacle to belief, such as, hey God, I'm still a virgin, don't you know? And God said, Yeah, sure, you betcha, Mary. I knew what I meant when I said, Ave Maria, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. And the good news for us today is that God is not done revealing himself to lowly people here on earth. He comes to praise Lutheran today with his greetings, O favored ones. The Lord is with you. He comes to you in his pronouncement of the forgiveness of sins because of his cross, because of his open tomb. He comes to you in his body and his blood, saying, This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. If today is the first time you've realized this revelation from God, then you too today can say, It finally dawned on me. Or if you're hanging on to some rational obstacle to belief, like Mary argued with the angel about still being a virgin, how can this be? That perhaps you could be persuaded with some advice from King Solomon in the Old Testament from Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Or from the angel to Mary today, For nothing is impossible with God. Finally, a word of revelation from a man who was blind after Jesus revealed himself from on high after his resurrection and ascension. This temporary blindness was removed when this man was baptized. They say something like scales fell from his eyes. Or you might even say in baptism, it finally dawned on him. No longer blinded by a false notion of righteousness that comes through the law, but rather by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. St. Paul, formerly known as Saul of Tarsus, praised God, saying, Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but now has been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen. May you remember that God is revealing Himself today to you. Why? Because He loves you, O favored ones. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.